Today we need to talk about a war by the left, by progressives, on conservative speech. Case in point this time is Intellectual Frog Legs, which puts out a video about once a week, hosted by Joe Dan Gorman. He's getting hassled by YouTube, Vimeo, and LiveLeak and other even conservative sites, because I think he's just being a little too politically incorrect, maybe. Once again, welcome to the Daily Gator Daily Thoughts podcast. Joe Dan Gorman does Intellectual Frog Legs, and for quite a while now, I've been linking him, been putting the videos up. Generally speaking, they're very popular. There's some contentiousness there. He expresses opinions, strong opinions, conservative opinions, and not everyone likes it. But the left can't accept debate, and they can't accept just not liking something. And sadly, some conservative, I'm doing the air quote thing when I say conservative sites, I don't know which ones, have also dropped linking Intellectual Frog Legs. You know, Andrew Klavan, who is one of the best thinkers out there on the conservative slash libertarian side of things, he used to do these videos called On the Culture. And one of my favorites, perhaps my favorite one, was entitled Shut Up. And in it, Mr. Klavan went through how liberals want to debate conservatives. Basically, a conservative makes their point. A conservative, a liberal rather, will rebut with, shut up, or we'll call you a racist. Shut up, or we'll call you a bigot. Shut up, or we'll try to ruin your career. Or shut up, we'll try to trash your reputation, sully your name. Shut up or else. Because liberals have no interest in debate. They want to speak. That's their version of freedom of speech. Them speaking and anyone else who wants to agree with them is free to speak. Otherwise, you're putting your head on a chopping block and they're going to swing the axe down as hard as they can. When liberals say they're for free speech, they're trying to sell you fertilizer. The fact is, Intellectual Frog Legs are some good videos, man. And we, as conservatives, need to support this. Okay? What happened was YouTube took some of the songs, the sounds, out of the videos. And they sent Joe Dan Gorman a warning about copyright, possible copyright violations. The problem was the things they listed as possibly copyrighted that he was using and using against the rules were his songs. They were copyrighted, all right, by him, by Joe Dan Media. So completely ridiculous for YouTube to do that. And from time to time, you'll see a video on YouTube that has copyright violations, and that's a legitimate issue for YouTube to be concerned with. But butchering up someone's video, editing, silencing the audio in parts of it to make it unwatchable, basically, because they used their own material, their own songs, that's an excuse. Someone at YouTube doesn't like the content, so it's time to censor Joe Dan Gorman. It's time to censor Joe Dan Media. Time to censor intellectual frog legs. Vimeo has banned him for life. Now, it's interesting, in the latest video he put out, you can see it at intellectualfroglegs.com, he explains this, and he has a screen cap of the message that you're banned for good. And oddly enough, his account information, no violations. So, for whatever reason, they decided to axe him. You also want to look at LiveLeak, which is a GoDaddy company. I would expect better from GoDaddy, frankly. As much hassle as GoDaddy's gotten over their scantily clad women ads. again, no real reason. So Vimeo's giving him a hassle. LiveLeak's banned him for life. YouTube's hassling him. Videos are still available on YouTube. This latest one is on YouTube. But who knows how soon YouTube will just yank the plug. Again, because Joe Dan Gorman, like all conservatives, should shut up. That's what this is about, shutting dissent down. And intellectual frog legs, like the Daily Gator, like all the other conservative blogs out there, and conservative radio shows, and conservative podcasts, we're all part of the resistance to the liberalizing of this country. We're all enemies of the liberal agenda. We're all enemies of the leftist agenda. So the fatwa has been issued against us, you might say. The liberals, the left, looks at us and has two words, shut up. Two more words, or else. Well, you can take your or else, and you can take your shut up, and you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I'm in a pretty good mood where I'd use much more coarse language, but I'm not going to do that. And by the way, these conservative sites, whoever they may be, which have dropped linking intellectual frog legs, stopped posting the videos, they feel his attacking of the media is wrongheaded. And to be brutally honest, I don't fully agree with what he says about completely shutting off the media. I mean, if you blog, you got to link people. That's the way it works. But Joe Dan Gorman does this because he cares about the country. That's why I do my blog. That's why Ed Daly does this blog with me. We care about the country. Hey, folks, I do it for free. A lot of us do. We care about this country. That's why we do what we do. And shut up. Sorry, it is not on my agenda. I don't think it's on Joe Dan Gorman's agenda. It's not on Ed Daly's agenda. And it's not on any other conservative, truly conservative bloggers or podcast or anything else. It's not on their agenda either. Whether I make a dime doing this or not, I'm not going to shut up. If I get filthy rich doing this somehow, which I would enjoy thoroughly, I will still love what I do. I will still not shut up, and I will still do it not for me, not for my bottom line, not for my bank account, but for the country. It's called patriotism. Liberals don't understand that word. They think they do, but they don't. Some liberals even love this country. But they just want things that are wrong for it, that are antithetical to our founding principles. And unfortunately, too many of them are perfectly willing to silence conservative dissent while claiming they love and embrace and invented consent. I mean, you listen to a liberal talk about free speech, you think their whole concept was all their idea. And again, to these conservative sites that are afraid to really be conservative, they're afraid that Joe Dan Gorman or myself or anybody else may say things that are too extreme. Look, I've taken blogs off my blog roll before for saying things that were racist. I control who I link, and I will always do that. And Ed Daly has that same authority. But I'm not going to kick somebody off because, believe me, there's up and down my blog roll. You see blogs I disagree with, some on a fairly regular basis. Doesn't mean I'm going to try to squash their freedom of speech. It doesn't mean I'm going to try to silence them in any way. If I have something to disagree with, I'll disagree with it. And again, this is about fighting for the country. And if I didn't think that Joe Dan Gorman, Intellectual Frog Legs, was just like the Daily Gator in the pursuit of bringing this country back to fiscal responsibility and our founding principles, I wouldn't link him. I wouldn't try to help him. But again, he's under fire. And let me tell you what, all you conservative podcasters and bloggers and radio hosts and everybody else, if they can attack him, they can attack me, you, anybody else. This is about us collectively should be standing together and raising hell with YouTube, with Vimeo, with the GoDaddy company. Name escapes me for a second there. Live Leak. So we have got to fight back. So go support Intellectual Frog Legs monetarily if you can. If you can't, get the word out how you can. Same with the Daily Gator. Same with other blogs you enjoy. Those blogs that inform you and entertain you. Blogs that are fighting for this country. We band together and we fight for each other. We get each other's backs. We're going to go a lot further, my friends. Just remember that. It's not about me. It's not about Joe Dan Gorman. It's not about any other blogger you can name. What we do, ultimately, is first and foremost about this country and our love for it and our love for the founding principles that made this country the best in the world. The principles that are being raked out and killed by the left's extreme agenda. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Thank you for your patronage. Remember, support the conservative new media. Goodbye, God bless, and go Gators. We'll talk to you later.